Hi, I'm Carl Azus. We are 5 days away from the official start of spring, but for many schools and colleges in America, spring break has sprung or is about to be springing. What does this look like in the era of coronavirus? Several U.S. colleges have canceled spring break. The University of California, Davis has offered students $75 not to go anywhere during the week off. These schools are trying to prevent people from traveling, partying in large groups, and possibly catching and spreading COVID-19. But thousands are traveling anyway, looking to enjoy a much-anticipated vacation. Last Friday, the Transportation Security Administration said it screened 1.3 million people at U.S. airports. That's the highest number of travelers in a day since March 15, 2020, and that's got some health officials worried. The directors for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says when travel numbers go up, an increase in COVID cases tends to follow. And in Florida, where some beaches have been crowded with visitors, one mayor says there are too many people coming to let loose, while another says it's important for them to keep their masks on and their distance from each other. The good news is America's daily number of positive coronavirus tests has continued to decrease. Experts hope spring break doesn't change that. 10-second trivia. Which of these U.S. cities was founded the most recently in 1889? Little Rock, Arkansas, Independence, Oregon, Kansas City, Missouri, or Salt Lake City, Utah? Kansas City officially got its name in 1889, though the town it came from dates back to the 1830s. Wesley Hamilton is a CNN hero who started a nonprofit organization called Disabled, But Not Really. And it's what he went through to get there that really makes his story stand out. A shooting, an ulcer that required 6 surgeries and 2 years of bed rest, depression, and becoming dangerously overweight. In his own words, here's how Hamilton turned it all around.
I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. Growing up, I was a product of my environment, living in poverty. My role models were people that was in the streets. I never knew no other way out. January 12th, 2012 was the day that my life changed forever. I was part of an altercation that led to me being shot multiple times to my abdomen. And result of that, spinal cord injury, paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of my life. When the doctors told me that I was never going to walk again, I didn't believe it. I was in denial. That put me more in a deeper hole of depression. This looks very, very good to me. My daughter's name is Nevaeh. I was determined to be a better person and a better father, and that was literally the motivation for me to start to take control of my life. I enrolled into a local community college and took up a dietitian course. Fell in love with it. It started to heal my body in ways that just wasn't physical, it was mental. I lost 100 pounds. That was mind-blowing for me. I thought to myself at that point, man, if there's anything that I want, I just have to go get it. I also opened my eyes up to fitness. I became this award-winning adaptive athlete. Again, reaching levels of life that I never thought I was going to reach. I was motivated to find a way to help people with disabilities become more active and healthy. So, I started my nonprofit organization.
It's 105. Yeah, let's hustle. What's going on in there? We got a nice workout today.
My program is built for those that are ready to take the next step in life and focus on independence.
You guys go back some, Tony. That's too much leverage, man.
We challenge people with disabilities through training. What things that maybe you never thought you could do because you just didn't have the courage to try.
Look at us moving, baby. Come on, where you at, Trey?
We work with people with spinal cord injuries, PTSD, visually impairment.
Slowly. All right, you can stop right here.
If you have a limitation that is not allowing you to be who you are destined to be, then we can help you.
Let's go. During COVID, I made my garage into a gym. Adding that band, right?
Like, this is a band, not really.
once it's safe to get back into a community atmosphere, we are really looking to continuing our group classes.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I bet you know now.
Nice. You figure it out. That's all that matters. Good job, sled.
I had never seen a positive representation of a person in a wheelchair that symbolized how to take control of your life.
Hey, man, Nick didn't come to play today. That's all.
We have created a safe place where all people can work out and allowing you not to be intimidated, because when you come through the door, we actually have things that speak to your ability level.
Come on, easy. Woo! All right, let's get these Russian twists going.
I just wanted to change the way people see fitness and allow people to understand that it is for everyone.
Go!
We've opened our doors up to kids with disabilities.
Yeah, I like it.
I want to be that mentor.
There we go. One more. Five. Now row.
It's very important for me to go in depth on a personal level with everybody that comes to our program.
What is accountability to you? Like, what gets you in the door?
Proving to myself that, yes, we can do this.
I come from a place of empathy. I understand the pain.
In 2018, I was in a car accident. I'm paralyzed from the chest down. Everything in life is not going to be glitter and gold. Some things stink. I'm just worrying about what I can do versus about what I can't.
Nice.
I love working out. Before my accident, I might be at the gym 5-6 days a week. I was told that I wouldn't be able to do some of the things that I do now.
Oh, you gonna be there, bro.
More than anything, it gives me hope. It's showing me that there are more options out there. Then I got a great support system on top of that with everybody here. We're all here for a common goal to do better for ourselves.
A lot of us try to get back to the lives we had, you know, but you're learning that you're about to do more. The determination for life is powerful, man.
If you don't want it, you ain't gonna have it. You ain't gonna get it.
Hey, I'm drinking on that.
With West, it's kind of good to have a mentor that is in the situation that you're in, and they understand where you're going and where you're trying to get to.
Nice. Before I met West, I was just living as somebody in a wheelchair. I wasn't experiencing life. West introduced me to an entire world of handicapped people doing things I didn't know was possible.
Woo.
He definitely reinstilled the ability to push past adversity, set a goal, achieve it.
I choose not to allow my struggle to be my identity. I've gained so much from my injury that I don't see nothing wrong with it. And I want other people to have that same mindset. Rather, you want to be an athlete, an entrepreneur, go back to work, be a parent. What we do is give you the tools to be successful in life. We're just planting that seed.
Give me some love, Tony. Good job, good job.
I'm not done yet. I'm just getting started.
There are different levels of Star Wars fans out there. These guys have got to be at the top. They recently built a massive replica of the Bounty Hunter's Razor Crest gunship seen in the Mandalorian series. The model actually used for that series was only 2 feet long. Most of the shots on film are computer generated. But this Russian fan's replica is more life-sized, 45 feet long. Private sponsors, a fan, and a friend who sold his car all chipped in. Having a car is stellar, but having a spaceship is interstellar. Of course, it might have caused some grief to see the car go. Some critics might have called it Bo-Katan crazy, but the fans would have said at least they care enough to do such a good job. It really was for a good replica cause, and they'd probably do it all Mandalore again. I'm Carl Azuz, Ben Lomond High School. Let's go Scots in Ogden, Utah. Thank you for subscribing on YouTube. We hope to see you and everyone else tomorrow for more CNN 10.